Hi, everyone. On this episode of the podcast, I'm just going to be reading a few recent emails that have been sent by Father Emmanuel Charles McCarthy. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope that you, I hope these emails are helpful. And the first one that I'm going to read is called Pontius Pilate Was Just a Roman Joe Biden. And this was sent on Friday, February 16th. Since the late 1960s, it has been a continuous refrain in Catholic and most mainline Christian churches that, quote, Jews didn't kill Jesus, the Romans did, unquote. The rationale advanced to support this statement is that crucifixion is a Roman form of capital punishment. Jews in Jerusalem did not and could not use crucifixion to kill enemies. Therefore, since Jesus died by crucifixion, he was killed by the Romans for being a threat to the Roman government in Jerusalem in some fashion. I never found this presentation of Jesus' murder a convincing nor a rationally acceptable interpretation of the Gospel's text, because there are so many passages in the Gospels that undermine it. That blindly obedient Roman soldiers, not all Romans, with Pilate's reluctant approval killed Jesus by crucifixion is incontestably documented. What is also incontestably documented is that many Jewish religious leaders were explicitly seeking for a way to kill Jesus for 2 to 3 years before his crucifixion. Their intimidation of Pilate is what brought Pilate to order Jesus' execution, even after he personally and publicly said, I find no guilt in this man. Luke 23:4, 23:22, Matthew 27:23, Mark 15:14, John 18:38, 19:4 and 19:6. This intimidation is the documented cause, without which there would not have been a crucifixion. Today, President Biden is called Genocide Joe, and this session of Congress is called the Genocide Congress, or the AIPAC Congress, because of the absolute military and monetary support for both for Israel's murderous ethnic cleansing of Palestinian men, women, and children in Gaza. Biden and the U.S. Congress, like Pilate, are just intimidated and cowardly political apparatchiks looking out for their own survival and self-interest, threaten their status or some standard of living, as some Jews did 2,000 years ago with Pilate, and as many Jews today are doing with President Biden and the members of Congress, and they will do anything to save the good life that they have. Doing anything includes supporting the murder of the innocent one 20 centuries ago, and supporting the murder of tens of thousands of innocent ones in the last 4.5 months in Gaza, with a superabundance of assistance from Joe Biden and the members of the U.S. Congress, without which there could not have been such a genocidal orgy of murderous devastation. Acquiring and ruling Gaza by savage violence may make a few or many Jewish people a great deal of money because of what the land holds beneath its surface. But as sure as Yahweh exists, neither Shalom nor the Shekinah will ever abide there. Gaza, like Auschwitz, will forever be for humanity an Ichabod space in time because of the unalloyed idolatry, infidelity, mercilessness, and evil that large numbers of the chosen people have brought to earth there. Joe Biden is the American Pontius Pilate, or perhaps Pontius Pilate is the Roman Joe Biden. In either case, the pusillanimous Pontius Pilate had Jesus tortured and put to death out of fear of some Jews, and the pusillanimous Joe Biden and the equally craven members of the U.S. Congress have had Jesus tortured and put to death tens of thousands of times over. Whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me, out of fear of some Jews. To the extent that Joe Biden and the members of U.S. Congress are Christian, it has to be asked by sane people. What in hell church do they attend? Who in hell are its leaders? Who in hell is their God? So that was the first one. The next one that I would like to read to you is called What Are Bombs Made For? And this was sent on March 16th. What are bombs made for? The ultimate purpose for which a bomb exists is to kill people, to maim people, to cause people great suffering. Over the last 20 years, the U.S. Catholic bishops have unanimously taught as a canonical unit, national conference, that it was morally in conformity with the gospel of Jesus Christ for U.S. Catholics to be members of the chain of murder that was required to bomb, kill, and maim millions of civilian men, women, and children in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, and the Ukraine. The American Catholic bishops, as a tight-knit corporate unit, presently teach, in a fashion that the simplest Catholic soul can clearly understand, that it is in conformity with the gospel of Jesus Christ for Catholics to be members of the chain of evil required to mow down, mutilate, and mangle tens of thousands of unarmed, non-combatant men, women, and children in Gaza. The U.S. has sent approximately 70,000 tons of bombs to Israel since it initiated the genocidal slaughter of Palestinians en masse in October 2023. The ultimate purpose of each shipment and of each bomb is to kill or maim a Palestinian man, woman, or child, combatant or non-combatant. This is beyond question or doubt. A significant amount, however, of the labor required to move a bomb from its place of manufacture in Indiana into the hands of an Israeli in Rafah who is going to use it to kill Palestinian women, men, and children is being done by U.S. Catholics. This has been the case in all of the post-9/11 USA human slaughterhouse operations in the Middle East. We are not talking here about the U.S. bishops missing a single me-lie-like incident of murder of the innocent, where Catholics have been involved. We are talking about 20 consecutive years of a million me-lie-like victims, where Catholics have been involved at every level on major and minor scales. It should make one ask what these fellows who, quote, worked the room and climbed the ladder, unquote, to be bishops wanted the job for, if they can't see even the need to tell those in their spiritual jurisdiction that they morally cannot be links in a known chain created to slaughter the innocent and still be a faithful follower of Jesus Christ or a member in good standing in the Catholic Church. That this moral principle of non-cooperation with intrinsically grave evil absolutely holds whether the chain of evil is meant to lead to murder by abortion or murder by war is not a matter of moral dispute in Catholicism. Murder is murder and is absolutely forbidden under all circumstances, whether it is legal or illegal, private or corporate, romantic or sordid, mass murder or a one-off. Please, bishops in the U.S., at this point, do not mollify your episcopal consciousness by claiming that to participate in the killing of abortion is always the unjustified killing of an innocent human being and is therefore always the intrinsically grave evil, mortal sin of murder, but that the killing of war is morally neutral and depends on the circumstances, whether it is the grave evil of murder or justified homicide, e.g., the designated homicide victim is in the act of trying to kill you. When thousands or tens of thousands or millions of people who are killed are unarmed, non-combatant, innocent children, women and men, and the bishops of the Catholic Church, in their fear of losing the good graces and largesse of the government and the economic elites, play along with the nationalistic and military think tanks and the corporate mass media propaganda and pretend overtly or by stealthy silence that the murder of thousands or millions of innocent human beings can be justified by some silly putty application of Catholic just war theory, are they not radically anti-magnetic witnesses to Jesus and betrayers of the ministry bestowed upon them by Christ? Ask your bishop and priest, can you morally assist someone in participating in murder by abortion? Can you morally assist someone in participating in murder by war? What are Jesus' standards in the Gospels for determining if an act of homicidal violence is justified or unjustified, and therefore murder? What are the Catholic Church's traditional standards in its just war theory for determining if an act of homicidal violence is justified or unjustified, and therefore murder? Is there any evidence at all, that the American Catholic bishops as a unit are adhering to, are abiding by, either set of standards, or are leading people to abide by and adhere to either set of standards? That was the second one that I wanted to read. And the third is called War, Paschal, and the existence of a right. Paschal, Thursday, March 21st. Quote, can anything be more stupid than thinking that a man has the right to kill me because he lives on the other side of a river whose ruler has a quarrel with mine, though I have not quarreled with him, never met him, and cannot know him? Unquote. Blaise Pascal. Who gives human beings, who claw their way to be kings, presidents, prime ministers, dictators, financial titans, etc., the right to kill a mother and her two children who are just playing in the park or just eating breakfast? God? Jesus? The Pope? Some philosopher or theologian? A majority vote of some group? Some writing on a piece of paper composed by big shots themselves? If no one gives or can give any human being such a right, then how come there have been millions of mothers and their children killed in the Middle East by the paid employees of the U.S. government over the last 20 years? Is the absence of any right to engage in the wickedness of such a moral abomination the reason that the U.S. Catholic bishops have been most vociferous in ceaselessly examining, commenting on, and condemning or condoning numerous forms of orgastic sex or liturgical aberrations, while being dead silent for over 20 years about the fact that it is their U.S. Catholic people who are going 7,500 miles over to the Middle East and doing a significant amount of the mother-child murdering from air, land, and sea? There's nothing like the pious diversions of an all-out attack on a secondary or tertiary theological moral issue to redirect the congregation's attention off of a major episcopal failure. Has the U.S. Catholic Church become a spiritual safe haven from which the murderers of mothers and their children can operate without any institutional or hierarchical interference and with a tacit blessing? Is this what it presently means and is going to mean in the future to be the Catholic Church in the American empire? To be the spiritual and moral lackey of the wealthy and powerful who control the U.S. government and who roam the earth killing mothers and their children wherever they deem it in their interest to do so? If so, this is a direct opposite of the way, my fellow Catholics, that your church witnessed to her Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ during the first 300 years of her existence in the Roman Empire, which was far greater than anything yet achieved, but every bit as evil and as brutal as the American Empire.